We welcome in Matt Duchesne, the pride of Haliburton, Ontario, 7-time 20-goal scorer and a very decorated international player as well, Olympic gold, World Championship gold, World Cup gold. Matt Duchesne, welcome to Hockey Central. Anthony Stewart, Brian Burke, David Amber. How are you, Matt?
Good. How about you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. We said we enjoyed the Victoria day-long weekend as best we could. How are you, Ashley, and your little guy, Bo? How are you guys holding up?
Yeah, we're good. We're in Nashville still. Obviously, it's tough working out in the driveway and in the garage every day, but the family time has been amazing. Just to watch my little guy grow and just to see his it's amazing. It's like, you know, every 2 days they change and are doing something different. So it's been really cool to have this time with him, and it's something I'll never have again. One of our schedules will never allow for this kind of time together. So it's very special and, you know, trying to make light of a tough situation.
Yeah, that's great perspective from Matt Duchesne. And if you don't follow Matt on Twitter or Instagram, you should. He documents really nicely how his little guy, Bo, is progressing day by day, week by week. So it's been fun to watch. Listen, before we get into the hockey stuff, Stewie Burke and I were just talking about The Last Dance. I want to know, what was your biggest takeaway when you're watching, you know, Michael Jordan interact with his teammates, you know, sometimes in a very hostile manner, but always trying to get the best out of them? As a professional athlete yourself, what was your reaction when you saw MJ push the way he did?
Well, first of all, it was an amazing documentary. I mean, I was kind of growing up, but I was pretty young during that time, obviously living in Canada. So you're not super exposed to the NBA like maybe now or you know, like it was back then. So to see what that dynasty really was incredible, and see who MJ was and what he did was amazing. What I thought about that stuff, I think that obviously he crossed the line at times and he admits that. But I'll say this, the only way you could get away with that is if you are the absolute very best and you're able to walk the talk every day, which is what he did, which almost made it more impressive. He almost held himself to an even higher standard because of the way he pushed his teammates. Because if you can't 100% walk the talk and the things that you're commanding out of your guys, you can't do that. You won't be respected at all. And just the swagger and the confidence he had, obviously I wouldn't, watching him, I would never say he was cocky because he could like back everything up. It was like this confidence and this aura about him. Every time he walked into a room, you could just tell. And he seemed like although he pushed guys, he seemed kind. He seemed like a kind person. When you're on the floor and you're in practice, it's one thing. But off the court, seemed like guys loved him. He interacted with all his teammates, didn't matter who they were. That's the takeaway I got from it. I thought I was extremely impressed. I don't know if there's a way to really be that way in hockey, but no matter how good you are, but, you know, it's especially because the group is bigger. It's different when it's a smaller group. I think it's a different dynamic. But I was extremely impressed with a lot of things he did. Obviously, no one's perfect, and there were some things in there that, you know, I know he would probably do differently. But his passion and his commitment to winning and being the best is incredibly inspiring, and definitely something I took away from watching it.
Yeah, it was an unbelievable run, to say the least, and it was well-documented over those 10 episodes. We're joined by Matt Duchesne from the Nashville Predators. Go ahead, Berkey.
Hey, Matt, it's Berkey. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, thank you. So your team was a bit of an enigma for most of the year, coaching change. I texted with John Hines this morning. He said how much he enjoys having you on his team. But you guys were starting to play a lot better, I thought, when we went into the pause. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know what, Berkey, you hit the nail on the head. I think, and you've been around long enough to know sometimes you have things look real good on paper, and then there's just some, I mean, our game is so tight now, and the parity is so incredible. If you're just a hair off, and things can snowball quickly, and I think there was some things coming in this year, and like, obviously, I was new. I've only played, you know, 66 games for this team, so I was kind of seeing some, like, learning about the team and seeing where things were at coming in. The reason I signed in Nashville, number one, was for the roster and what the team that David Poile has built. I think we have a chance to win a Stanley Cup. I truly do, and be a really competitive team. We have got a ton of guys entering their prime, and that was super attractive to me and still is. And I have the utmost faith in our team to be able to live up to expectations. But I think there was a bit of a transition phase we were maybe going through, some things that we had to change. I think as a team we underachieve offensively, and I think that style of game is something that we can do better, and I think that was the direction we were heading in. It seemed, like you said, right before the pause, the last 3-4 games felt different. They felt like they did the first 10 when we were lighting things up and playing really great hockey. I think we started like 8-3-1 or something like that in the first 12 games. We're getting back to that. And I think this team has had, I think the guys here, obviously they care a lot and they've had some huge expectations, you know, obviously losing in the cup final and then trying to rebound from that. That can be really tough on teams. And I think just a transition in mindset, transition in maybe the way that our team is playing. And Heinze's come in and we've had a chance to, he actually lives in my neighborhood, so we've had a chance to get together, you know, 6 feet apart, but still get together and talk things out. And I've really enjoyed working with him so far. And it's obviously, it's tough to see a great guy in Lavi get fired. And the little that I got to know him, he's a really good person and a great coach. And sometimes I think there just needs to be a change of direction in the way things are done. And I know you guys know the way that goes. And like you said, Berkey, I really like the way that we were progressing. And I think even this distance away from hockey, whether we get to play again the rest of the season or we go right into next season, who knows what's going to happen. But I like where we were headed. And I think the distance will give us even better perspective to pick up where we left off.
And the Nashville Predators were sitting in the second wild card spot in the Western Conference when the NHL took this pause. Go ahead, Anthony.
Matt, I wanted to ask about your first season in the league there with Colorado. And you guys obviously had some veteran players, such as Adam Foote, Scott Hannon, Darcy Tucker, but majority of the guys and the core players were young guys under 23 years old. So did it help having younger guys like Paul Stastny, Wojtek Wolski, my brother Chris, that help with your transition, with a younger team being in the NHL?
Yeah, you know, it was great. I mean, I came from a really small town, only played 2 years of junior, and like back then, 18-year-olds were in the NHL weren't a normal thing. And the way the guys handled that, and obviously you come in and your maturity level off the ice, there's very few that are ready for that part. And I know I wasn't. I know it was something that it took me a while to kind of understand what things were about. And that's just something that comes with the territory of being that age. And I mean, your brother is somebody that is one of my all-time favorite teammates. He's just an awesome dude, and I have so many great memories of him and that group. I mean, we had that first year of my career is still one of my favorites and most memorable. And those older guys, a guy like Darcy Tucker was amazing for me, and obviously I live with Footy, and those guys were incredible. Like I said, one of the most memorable and amazing years of my career. Anytime I have memories of that year, it's just all good stuff.
And Matt, we're talking with Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators. Matt, I remember the 2009 draft. I had the pleasure of following you and your family around for the 48 hours leading up to you being selected third overall. And it was it was fun just because you had this youthful exuberance. You were just so excited to be living out your dream and then ultimately, you know, drafted by the team you grew up cheering for. Joe Sakic and Patrick Waugh were your favorite players, etc. So it was sort of that storybook ending. Here we are 11 years later. What's been the biggest surprise living out this dream, you know, that you maybe didn't expect? You knew you wanted to be an NHL player. Here you are doing that. What surprised you the most now that we're 11 years into this journey?
Yeah, a lot of things. I think it's just it's amazing how good this league is. I think that's been the and I knew how good it was before, but like I was talking about our team, if you're a hair off, you're nowhere near what you're capable of. And then there's times you're right on, and just to be able to do it every single night in and out. And there's very few players that are able to do that. It takes a lot. And I think that's something that obviously I've been on a few different teams lately and still getting totally comfortable here in Nashville, but that ability to find your game and be able to do it night in and night out. The guys that impressed me the most are the guys that have been doing it for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years. Obviously it's when you know what to expect coming to the rink with similar situations, similar guys, it's it bodes well for you. But at the same time, that part of it is the toughest thing to do. And you know, you're just, it feels like the hot streaks and the times where you're, as a team, you're rolling, and as an individual, you're rolling. They feel like they're about, you know, 10 seconds long. And then the down times, the losing streaks and the slumps, they feel like they're months long. So it's kind of funny how that goes. And the mental side of the game is so important, and it's something I'm constantly working on and trying to get better at. And this time off has really given me a chance to slow things down, because last year of my life has been pretty wild. And obviously this was a team I really wanted to play for a long time. And you know, it's so great to be here. So I want to make the best of, you know, my prime years coming up here, and just trying to make it so that I truly believe my best hockey's in front of me, and I'm excited to be part of this team, and can't wait to go on this journey to try and win a Stanley Cup here. So, I'm very blessed and very lucky to have played in this league at all, but 11 seasons, I mean, man, it's gone by in a flash, and I want time to slow down a little bit, and I want to, hopefully I get to play another 11 and get to play till I'm 40. That'd be amazing.
Berkey.
Yeah, your draft that year in Montreal was some draft. It was pretty top-heavy, a lot of speculation who would go first or second. And then there was Matt Duchene, and everyone knew Colorado was taking him. Tell us about that day.
It was incredible. You know, Colorado, playing for them was a dream come true. And kind of leaving is still the hardest thing I've had to do, and something that, you know, I just felt like I just needed a change of scenery and something, a new challenge, new. And I think that happens with a lot of people, but in their sport and in work and whatever. And but I mean, being able to pull that jersey on was a dream come true, and something I'll always treasure. And I used to cry when they got put out of the playoffs every year when I was a kid. I mean, I was diehard. The relationship I got to build with, you know, Joe Sakic and Patrick Waugh, Peter Forsberg a little bit when he came back. I mean, those guys were my heroes and still are. And to be able to do that, I mean, that's something that I'll always look back on and just be so grateful for and treasure so much.
Stewie.
We got one of your former teammates coming on shortly here in Shane O'Brien. Do you have any OB stories? And how important is it to have like a guy like Obi in the dressing room? And are there any teammates that remind you of him these days?
Oh, man. I think there's only one Shane O'Brien, that's for sure. Man, he was such a good guy, like in the room. Guys loved him. He's just bubbly all the time. Loved to have a good time with the boys. He was great to me. I was still a very young player at the time, and man, he's a good time. He's always smiling, like I said, and just hilarious, always making you laugh. Definitely, you know, as him as a teammate was a lot of fun, and tell him I say hey when he comes on.
Okay.
Well, we will for sure. That's Matt Duchene, of course, pride of Haliburton, Ontario. And I'm going to ask you a tough situation right now. You got to play commissioner for us, Matt. You know, let's say the NHL can resume this season, you know, play commissioner. What sort of format would you be comfortable with upon a return?
Well, first of all, it needs to be safe. It needs to be for the players, for the coaches, training staff, everything. It needs to be safe. We can't have any risk of anybody getting this thing. And I think that's going to be our ultimate biggest hurdle. And I think that's going to be the biggest hurdle for every sport coming back. Guys have families, guys have young children. I think that is just dire that we can't put, you know, sports and the business of sports and the revenue and all that above, you know, that. And then the second thing with the format, I think the integrity of our game has to be maintained. I think that with what the Stanley Cup means, with the guys' names on the cup, what they went through, 82 games and then 20 plus games to win the Stanley Cup. That sacrifice, that going into another team's barn and stealing a game in front of their fans, hostile environments, pressure at home, all those things, that has to be maintained as best as possible. I doubt we're going to be able to do that 100% if we are able to come back, but I would like to see as traditional a format as possible. And, you know, obviously there's no fair way to there's no fair way to kind of say who should be in and who should be out because of the not playing the full season, not playing the full 82. Mm-hmm. But somebody's, for lack of a better word, somebody's going to get screwed. Somebody is. So let's keep it, I believe, let's keep it as traditional as possible. I'd love to see us jump to a 16-team playoff, normal playoff, 4-7. Maybe you're playing a little more frequently because guys are going to be fresh and you can play a game at, you know, 3 o'clock on Friday and play at 7 on Saturday and there's no travel. But I just think that you got to keep this thing as much integrity as possible. You don't want to have a COVID cup. And I'm worried that if we come back and force this thing and try and make it and it's gimmicky or if it's not quite right, whoever wins the cup is going to have people trying to take it away from them their whole lives. And they don't deserve that. The guys that come back and ultimately win it. So I feel very passionately about this part of things. Just growing up and watching, like we're talking about the Avalanche, what they went through to win the Stanley Cup twice. I think it's sacrilegious if we don't kind of appreciate what they did and make it as big of a challenge and as much integrity as possible for going forward. So whatever the answer to that is, I'm not sure. Or if there even is an answer, but I feel very strongly about that. And I'm sure, our game is one of the games that has the most integrity in the world. And I know guys are going to want this to mean something if we do come back.
Well said, Matt Duchene of the Nashville Predators. Go ahead, Berkey.
Yeah, and I agree with that. My name's on the cup. I don't want a COVID cup either. But I do. I don't know how we're going to be able to do this, Matt. And with 16 teams, let alone 24, I'm puzzled by all the moving pieces. And I would be content with a 3-round playoff. And in such extraordinary circumstances, we haven't seen this in 100 years. So. But I agree with all your sentiments about the integrity of the championship and everything else. One thing I'm really impressed with is, during the pause, the Nashville Predators have done so much charity work in and around Nashville. It's really impressive to see.
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about this organization. The leadership, right from the top, even taking care of employees. I mean, and that was something that's just something that bleeds down right from the top of the organization to us as players. And you know, the great thing about our game is you have the ability to make an impact on people's lives, whether you're inspiring them by what you do on the ice or whether you're able to give back. And I think that this organization is as good as any in pro sports at doing that. And I'm just very proud to be here, and everything about this made a lot of sense for me. And, I'm very proud to be a Nashville Predator, and I'm very proud of the way that our guys conduct themselves and our organization conducts themselves. So it's nice to see that it's recognized, even all the way up in Ontario. So I appreciate that, and I know my teammates in my organization would appreciate you saying that.
Matt, listen, we really appreciate having you here on Hockey Central, and wish nothing but great days ahead for you, Ashley, and your little guy. Hope you stay safe, obviously, in Nashville. We would love to see you back on the ice, but you said it best, it has to be in a safe environment. So that's what we all look forward to when that day approaches. Matt, again, thanks for being here, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Good talking to you guys.